dumb. That is what they say. I'm lecto. I do this every day. I'm lecto. And don't you forget, I'm gonna be the king of the internet. I check my watch and the evening approach. Where do I go? It's Super Coach. Spend my hours planning and stratting. Forget gold, I'm going platinum. I'm lecto. Lecto. I'm lecto. I'm lecto.
Hello, community. I'm Lekdog, and that, of course, was a clip from my great classic hit, I'm Lekdog, the official music video from, I believe, 2010. Yeah, half a decade ago. How I've grown, how I've changed. Well, I mean, I still play Supercoach and am king of the internet, so not much has changed. We're back. Community Podcast is here. I'm in charge tonight. And to kick things off, we will start with a message from the great man, Jock Reynolds.
G'day, Lekdog. How are you, mate? Look, wonderful to see you doing a podcast tonight.
Uncle John, come and play.
Yeah, all right, mate. Look, I'm going to go play with the kids. Best of luck for tonight's podcast. I'm sure it'll be a bloody belter. I'm bloody missing you, blokes. Righto. All right, darling. I'm getting off now. Righto. Speak to yous all soon. See yous later.
Lekdog, it's Gwyn from Northern Ireland here. Just wanted to quickly say best of wishes to Jock, Crouching and Higo. Hopefully they'll return in some format very soon, even if it's them doing podcasts, being funny bastards like they usually are. That's all I want to hear. But season moves on. Supercoach, I was just wondering, who do you think should be our captain's pick this week? Cheers, Lekdog.
Yeah, g'day, mate. And thanks for calling in from overseas. We love hearing that. It's not really calling in, is it? It's the internet. No phones are involved anymore, are they? I don't know. I'm not a scientist. All right, captain and vice-captain options here. Now, I'm a big fan of looking back at previous scores, and that's how I generally determine who my vice-captain's going to be. A lot of people are going to go Goldie vice-captain Friday night, like getting it out of the way early. Historically, not great against Essendon, but with their current ruck status, I think he is very much a safe option with his vein of form. I think he's a very safe vice-captain to run into any of these players. Your Fifes, who, you know, if he's going to get off the leash, it'll be against my club, Carlton. Gary Ablett is the obvious one as well. A lot of people going Gary into Fife. Some funny ones like Ryan Griffin, who loves playing Gold Coast, averages 122.17 against them. And you'd hope that it's going to be a tight contest. It could be good for him running off half-back. Goddard loves playing against North Melbourne, although I would be avoiding any sort of captains on an Essendon team. And then Josh Kennedy's your smoky one. He also enjoys playing against the old Hawthorn, his old club. So my main focus would probably be Goldie into Gary slash Fife. Or if I was going to go an off-brand combination, one that I don't think many people are going to take, I'd be going Pendlebury, vice-captain, loves playing at Etihad, loves playing West Coast Eagles, into Josh Kennedy later that night against Hawthorn. So there's a few options for you. If I didn't clear anything up, I think my personal selection will be Goldie into Kennedy.
G'day, Lekdog. Big Ben here. I've got three questions for you, mate. Firstly, how important do you think it is to get Ablett back in your squad, i.e., should people on low trades pull a double trade to get him, even if that leaves them low on trades? Secondly, do you think it's too late to jump on Steele as a rookie in the forward line? He's going to make some good cash in the next couple of weeks and might be a viable option towards the end of the year. Thirdly, and most importantly, where does one apply to be a backup dancer in your next I'm Lekdog video? Regards, Big Ben.
Big Ben, always love to hear from you. Get Gary Ablett in. Just get him in. I was umming and ahhing whether to get him in. However, due to the teams, some structural issues that I've encountered because of the teams, I might have to make two trades. Now, as you know, if you watch my video, that'll probably take me down to, you know, less than four trades for the rest of the season. And but it'll mean Gary Ablett's in my team. And Gary Ablett is good at football. He's in that elite club of players who are very good at football. As for Steele, 194k, 195k, probably coming off a 94, hence the confusion, is probably a little too pricey, to be honest with you, in the forward line. You've got Caleb Daniel, up there. You got Knights, who a couple of people looking at. We don't go early. If you were just looking for a forward swing, Ken Lambert's still 140. If you're looking for a playing rookie and you can afford him, I think it's a viable option. He's sure, pretty sure, touch wood, to play the rest of the season from my GWS guys and girls. I don't exclude against the Giants. So I think it really depends on your personal situation. Would I be bringing him in now? No. But if I had, if I needed a playing rookie for 195k, who's still going to make money, I would consider it. But if you're just using him for a swing, get Lambert in. And where to apply for the next Lockdog video? Well, sorry to break your heart, mate, but there will not be one. I've retired from the music industry. It just became too much about the money for me.
G'day, Lockdog. It's Dunny here, mate. Great to see you picking up the podcast for tonight. And, of course, all the best to Crouching, Higo, and, of course, the great one, Jock Reynolds. I hope we see you back at some stage, boys. My operation this week was get Gary Ablett. I think every team should be looking to get him in somehow. My way of getting him in will be via Jordan Lewis. Thankfully, I had a bit of cash stashed away, and I'll be downgrading one of my rookies, probably in the back line, so that I can get just that little bit extra cash I need to bring Gary in. But really, it's going to be really tough to not have Gary Ablett in there as you push to the finals. He showed us that last week exactly why we all need to have him. If you already have Tom Rockliffe, fantastic. Otherwise, you probably should be looking to try and get him in as well. In terms of number of trades, I wouldn't be dropping anything lower than 4 if you can avoid it. There's still a number of weeks to go and you want to save some for finals. But there you go, community. There's my thoughts, guys. Great to hear you on tonight, Lekdog. Looking forward to another big scoring weekend in Supercoach.
G'day, Lek. It's really good to see you keeping the community alive. You're really good, man. You know that... And I was just thinking, I've got to make 2 trades to get Gaz. Is that too many? I've only got 5 left if I make that. Otherwise, I could just go a rookie and save up money and get him next week. What do you reckon? Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for that, mate. Look, I'm just going to touch on the trades very quickly. 4 is probably the absolute minimum you want from here. That's 1 every 2 weeks, so that's 1 injury every 2 weeks. I'm assuming everyone who has very low amounts of trades has full primo, such as myself. However, that magic number of 4, 1 every 2 weeks, well, let's just say I'll have less than that after this week, which is hard. It's hard, but, you know, if there's one thing that we get over in this community, it's bloody adversity. We run over the top of it, and even if that means we have low trades. I've been very injury-affected this season, and as I know many people have, and we can only hope that that doesn't play out in the rest of the season. As for getting Rocky and Gadge, I think at this stage everyone probably has a full primo midfield with 1 space left. If it's a choice between Gary and Rockcliffe, I think the clear winner is Gary. However, if it's 1 trade versus 2 trades, Rockcliffe's a bloody good option too. 510k, going to have similar output to Gary for the rest of the season. So if you can get him in with 1 trade like I was looking at doing until the teams were released, do so. I think Gary is fantastic, and I think he's everything we need and more in our lives. But if we have a choice between 1 and 2 trades, Gary and Rocky, if we can get away with Rocky in 1, I think we should do it. But if we have to make 2, obviously bring Gary in. But don't just hear it from me. Have a listen to this.
G'day, Lekdog, mate. I forgot to mention before,
Uncle
Gary
Jock.
Ablett. If the community aren't feeling about, what is it, mate?
I just did 80 push-ups.
80, good boy. Go and get me a beer, would you, mate?
Okay.
Good on you, mate. If the community are not feeling about getting Gary Ablett Jr., the bloody great one, I want to ask everyone and have a good hard look about where their priorities are. Get Gary Ablett Jr. in this week. Good on you, mate. All right, mate. All the best. See you now.
Would you recommend trading out Griffin for Ablett or saving the extra 100k or so and going to Rocky so then I can upgrade Lever and then be full primo?
Yeah, g'day, mate. How are you? Look, you can't answer me. I don't know why I'm asking you how you are. Ryan Griffin, I got him in before the season started, obviously. I expected great things from him. My projection showed a much higher output than we received. And I didn't get rid of him. And I've held him, and I've held him, and I've tried to get rid of him. And every week I've tried to get rid of him, something bad has happened. Someone's been injured. Someone's been laid out. He's in my team as a keeper. He's going to be there till the end of the year. You sound like you're in a position where you can get rid of him. You haven't completed your team yet. So the question was Rocky and upgrade Lever with 100k or straight to Gadge. Now, if I had one spot left in my defence, I'd be looking at the primo of the primo. I'm not sure how 100k can make a huge difference to your team right at this stage for the defence. Now, Lever's 266k, so an extra 100k saved, you'd be looking at a $300,000, borderline $400,000 player. While some of them have presented value, picks like Brody Smith and Nick Malcheski are not what we're going for our final primo. What I'm trying to say to you, good sir, is just get bloody Gary Ablett in your team. Jock said it. He said it best. We just need to get him in. If we don't get him in, we're not taking this thing seriously. And as a side note, Rocky's already injured himself twice this year. We've seen those ribs pop a couple times. Who's to say that's not going to happen again? You could say the same about Gary's shoulder, but he hasn't redone it at any stage. He came back and was too sore, but he didn't redo it in the way that Rocky's redone his ribs a couple times. So I'll be sticking with the Gazmeister and looking to fill that final spot in your defence in a couple of weeks, hopefully when there's a big drop-off on, say, you know, an Enright or a Tom McDonald or something like that.
G'day, Lick Dog. I'm looking for a downgrade target this week, probably Maynard or Daniel. I think Daniel's got the better job security, but then there's Riley Knight, who'll be available next week. So that's sort of tipping me towards Maynard. Just wondering what your opinion on this is. Thanks, mate.
Yeah, mate, look, I think you said it right. I think Daniel has the job security. He's in the team on pure talent, on pure football nous. He's a forward. Maynard is in the midfield. He's a mid-defensive swing. I mean, it's whatever suits your team. For me, I broke my one rule and jumped on Maynard last week early for that swing set. Swing set's important, running out of trades and coming into finals, having the ability to swing between them. So if you're looking for a swing set, obviously Maynard's the decision. But if you're looking for job security, you're right, Daniel is the man to go. In terms of which is the better downgrade overall, I think it's Daniel.
G'day, Lack Dog and Jock. I know you'd be listening. The big question for me today is Brandon Maynard or Josh Glenn? He's been named this week. He's got a very low break even. I know that job security is not your biggest strength, Lack Dog, but I want some advice. I need some advice from you. Which one of those should I pick? I need a downgrade option. I need cash for the god, the man himself, Gary Ablett. He will be coming into my team. But I think the main one I need is, do we get in Glenn? Do we get in Maynard? Or is there another rookie that we should be focusing on? Thank you.
I was beginning to think that I'd imagined Josh Glenn. I'd made him up. I'd somehow fallen asleep, started sleepwalking, hacked into champion data and Supercoach and invented this player because he was in my team and I had no idea who he was, where he came from, if he existed, but he did create my one rule, the Josh Glenn rule, which is don't trade in a rookie before their third game. He's back, he's got a massively low break even, but I say there's a pretty good chance that he'll be the sub. I mean, it's between him and Clay Cameron, isn't it? And I mean, toss the coin. His job security is not as high, in my opinion, as, say, a Caleb Daniel or a Maynard. And obviously, I've just said that Daniel's the highest job security, in my opinion, than Maynard. Glenn still has Saad and Boston to come back, or at least fighting to come back into that side. He's been kept out of the side for so long. I see no reason why he has some solid way as any sort of security. There's a few other rookies who are starting to float around in Knights and Koladajny, but this week, if I could only bring in one rookie, it'd be Caleb Daniel. And I've said this before, he was rated as the best footballer in the draft. On just pure talent, ability, fundamentals, smarts, all those things. And he's impacted games. He's not going to score massively. He's a small man. There's always risk for rookies to go out of the team, but he is the pick for me this week if you can get him. If you need a midfield, I'm still taking Maynard over Glenn for a myriad of reasons. The swing set, he's playing in a better team and has held his spot for the last couple of weeks. And obviously with Gold Coast, there's a couple of those other fringe players to come in.
Five to Gaz. That's all I have to say. Good job on keeping the community together like your hero.
Look, mate, well, I appreciate the little compliment you've slipped into that message, calling me a hero, trying to throw me off. But to question the hashtag, to question Nathaniel Fyfe, the wolf, the locks of a demigod, is an insult to me. It's an insult to everything I stand for. And I'm not accusing you of anything, mate, but I'm pretty confident that you've been sent by Jock himself to throw me off, to see how I'd react to suggesting that Fyfe gets traded up to Gaz. And people have done it. People have done it. It's a conspiracy, I tell you. I reckon it's all set up to test me at this very point in time. Well, I'll tell you one thing. Fyfe is life. You lock him in, you keep him in, you don't trade your primos, you hold your primos, you don't sideways trade, and you can believe me when I say that Fyfe is a sideways trade to Gary Ablett. I can understand Abu Mahavi, a Ryan Griffin. This season I can understand a Joel Selwood to Gary Ablett. But Nathaniel Fyfe. Mate, I just hope you were kidding. All right, community. It was short and it was sweet. And it made me happy to be speaking to you again. The benefit of Thursday games pissing off is that we get to do the Thursday night podcast. It's great. It's fantastic. I bloody love it. I love everyone who sent in a message. Even that last guy who was just trying to tilt me. It's okay. It's all right. Everything's happy. The team sheets weren't so horrendous. And I just want to say I hope we have a massive scoring weekend. Obviously, I hope everyone else scores less than myself. A big g'day to Jock Higo in Crouching One. Jock, I know you're off having time with the family. I don't know what Higo or Crouching One are off doing, but I can only imagine that it's bloody majestic. Now, to take us out is Big Ben with some pretty touching stuff. All right, see you, community.
I can be your hero. Would you coach if it was super coach? Would you learn and not slow your growth? Would you trade if it meant wasting trades? Would you back a blurt tonight? Would you tremble at hitting that trade? Would you cry and go into tirade? Would you die at being locked out? Hold me in your arms, let dog. You can be my hero, let dog. You can trade away our pain again. I will stand by you, community. You can take my breath away. Right, God's Big Ben.